Tom, that had to feel like a big weight was taken off your shoulders there. Getting 2 points, the way that you guys lost last night and the way that they tied it up tonight, that's got to go a long ways to making you feel a lot better.
No, Schultz. Like, to me, the extra point was like the way things, the whole complexion of this game, the way things went down, we had to get this extra point. I mean, you know what? We had to get the extra point. We had to get it, and the guys, they got it. So, it lessens the sting a little bit, Schultze.
I'm not going to lie. I thought you had a one there when Ian Jenko scored.
I did too. No, I did too.
Through that much traffic, smart play. He's got to keep that thing low to the ice where either you've got enough screening done by guys or you can get a rebound, right?
Yeah, you know what? It's too bad that we gave that third goal up. Darn it. I mean, it's just you take a look at these. You know, it's just a fine line at this level, isn't it? And on the road, I mean, we were so close to maybe, I mean, really winning and maybe tying and whatever on the road, and we end up getting 2 points out of the six. And we were close to getting probably 4 or 5 of the six is all I'm getting at, you know? But again, that's just the way it is. You got to look at the end result, but it's just they're nail biters all the time.
You guys were fairly close in the face-off stats until that third period, and boy, did they take you guys to the cleaners there in the third.
And when we were on the power play, their penalty kill, we couldn't win a tap on the power play either, and that hurt us. I mean, you got to win face-off taps. So now we're going back 200 feet to break the puck out, and you know that puts you in a tough predicament as well. You're already behind the eight ball.
How nice was it to finally be rewarded on the power play?
That was nice. I just thought, again, Jerry made a heck of a play to find Braids right there. And Braids one time, it was a nice goal. Happy, you know, happy for those guys. We challenged them pretty good today. So we challenged those guys, and they responded.
Dylan Eichstead with a goal that's not a goal you see a lot of defensemen make, driving towards the net like that. Hockey sense 101 right there, right?
Well, we want our guys getting up in the play, our second wave. I thought, you know, Dylan, what a great shot by Dylan. I was proud of Dylan. But Kyle Baumann, again, he cut to the middle. He kept the puck on his forehand. He kind of cut back a little bit, and he saw Dylan right there. That was just a poised veteran play by Kyle, and Dylan obviously got good wood on it.
As hard as both of these teams played all weekend long, is 5 minutes of 3-on-3 too much?
No.
Those guys look dead.
I don't get it. I don't know if they were dead. Schultze, it just happens to be a little conservative. You just play a little conservative. You don't try to. You don't want to. But it's just the way it is. You just got to make hay on a missed shot or somebody, a breakdown or something like that. And I just didn't think that we had the tempo, or they had the tempo either. No teams had the tempo to try to obviously create an outnumbered rush. You know, we just kind of were. We were, you know what? I think both teams are almost waiting for something to happen on that 3-on-3.
After these last 2 weeks, how nice is it going to be home for the next six?
Oh, exactly. And it was nice. It was just nice getting points tonight. So, again, we got a long ride home. And, Schultze, we're leaving here at 10:15. Okay, pal?
Got it.
All right. See ya.